So again, what we're going to be doing this morning is we're going to take certain principles that we've discussed over the last few weeks, and we're going to put them and make them very practical. So today's topic is going to be about using a crock pot on Shabbos. And using a crock pot, we're not talking about like cooking in a crock pot. Like that's an issa d'oraisa. Like taking raw chicken and raw whatever, raw carrots and putting it in your crock pot and turning it on Shabbos. We're not talking about that, because that's like, you know, we're not talking about d'oraisas now. So what we're going to do is, now that we've kind of set up certain principles of d'oraisas, what I want to do is talk about certain d'rabbanans and specifically focus on something practical now that we're ending for the reading week. And I figured a great topic is a crock pot because it kind of deals with a lot of different issues. So here we go. Using a crock pot for your cholent, you have three options. In terms of when are you going to put it up? Because when you put your cholent up could be a problem. Let me explain why. What might be an issue if you put your cholent up, well, what time is Shabbos this week? 5:30? Whatever, let's pretend it's at 5:30. What might be an issue if you put your cholent up at noon? Or at 1? What might be the issue? So here's the rule. The problem is, and again, Chazal, we're worried that you're going to put your food up. And because it's only going to be a little bit cooked, what might you do Friday night? You might come to like, oh man, I got to get this cooking process going. So it's going to be 7, 8 o'clock at night.
By Shabbos morning, it's going to be cooked and you don't need it Friday night.
Okay, so hold on to that for a second. That's going to be very important. Hold on for a second. So what's going to happen? You might come and you'll be like, oh, well, I got to get this food ready so I can have some Friday night. Now, what's interesting is, well, wait a second. What about if... So let me go back. Therefore, Chazal said, this is, by the way, you know what this is called? This is called the problem of Shehiyah. Shehiyah means you are going to, you know, mix your pot up. Now, what's the rationale behind Shia? The rationale behind it is that you're going to hasten the cooking process. So you're going to come and you're going to do that in order to enjoy your beautiful children Friday night. Now, how could you avoid that issue? Could you avoid the issue by saying, I have other food Friday night? Would I ever eat this like quasi not ready food when I have barbecue chicken that's going to be ready?
I'm saying you can't.
You're right. So it's a very it's an interesting svara. It's an interesting argument to say. Listen, why would anyone in the year 2019 eat like quasi cooked beans and a bit of meat on Friday night when you have other things? It's an interesting question because it's Gezeirah, it was a couple thousand years ago where we didn't have the same, you know, food options and choices of food like they had in those days. Today, like, no one normal would choose that. They're obviously going to go for something which is going to be for sure ready as opposed to... But nonetheless, remember what we said last week or 2 weeks ago? When it comes to the psychology of cooking, Chazal were much more concerned because we eat. We like hot food that's hot. We like food that's good. Therefore, there's a much greater chance that I will psychologically forget that it's the Holy Sabbath. That psychologically I'll forget that it's Mamish Shabbos Kodesh. And I will focus on food because we are human beings and we need food, especially hot food. And therefore, we are concerned. But however, what could we do to avoid Shehiyah? Meaning, instead of putting up your cholent at 12 or at 1, there's another option. And what might that option be? What could you do with your food in a crock pot?
Put it up right before Shabbos.
Put up right before Shabbos at 5:15, which you're schwitzen, right? Why might not be an issue? Because?
For sure won't be cooked that night.
Even by you doing Shehiyah at 8 o'clock, it is not going to help. It is still going to be uncooked. So, hold on 1 second. So, option one, Yael said, is maybe put it up raw. And maybe there's no gzeira, and that's, you know what that's called? a kedera chaisa, from the word chai, from the word like raw, right? Like, I mean, chai means alive, but in that sense it means raw. Meaning, by putting up a raw piece of meat, and raw potatoes, and raw carrots, and raw beans, no one at 7 or 8 or 9 is going to come to do shahiyah, because it's not going to, it'll be so immaterial, you're stirring, it won't matter. And therefore, you are allowed to put up a kedera, a chaisa, before Shabbos. At 5:15, putting in something raw. That would be permissible to do. It is not common. The Mishnah Berurah is not going to like it. You'll see why not. But the Gemara at least says you perhaps could be allowed to do it. There's another thing that you could do. And that is, don't put it up at 1 or at 5:15, but put it up at 7 a.m. Okay. Put up, I was like, 7. Right. You can put it up at 7 a.m. or 10 a.m. Right? I don't know if you have to do it at 7 a.m. By 10 a.m., you put up at 10 a.m. Because here's the other thing. As long as it is Machal Ben Drusai, which, or some say, no, not Machal Ben Drusai, but mostly cooked, i.e. 51% cooked, or it's Machalokas Chananya and Chachamim, Chananya says that it needs to be a third cook, Chachamim hold half, and if you need to be leading it, you can, right? By putting it up at 10 o'clock, and therefore it's cooking on high for 5, 6, 7 hours, for sure it'll be cooked enough. Then you turn it to low, and therefore it would not be a problem. Why would it not be a problem? It would not be a problem because it's cooked enough entering Shabbos. And since it's cooked enough entering Shabbos, you're not worried about stirring it up once it's cooked. Doesn't matter because it's cooked. So why would you come? Why would you come to stir it up? Because it's already cooked. So therefore, we're not worried about Chia. But there's another way to avoid Chia. Option A is AM. Option B is raw. But there's another way. And we said, don't do it at 1. But there is a way to even put it up at 1. How could you put it up at 1 in a slow cooker, which is a crock pot? Answer. Anybody know? How could you still put it up at 1 or 2, which is often way more practical than waking up really early and schwitzing, doing it right before?
You have it on like a timer, maybe?
Explain what you mean.
I don't know. We have like this timer on ours.
Okay, hold on about the timer. I think there's another reason why you have a timer, but okay, good question. Another thing you could do is if you make your crock pot garuf or katum, I will explain. If there's no way to speed up that, if you put either a heker to remind you that it's the holy Shabbos, blessed be it in its entire day, and therefore it reminds you, don't do this, you need a heker, you need to do something. Or if you remove the ability to stoke the coals or to speed up the cooking process, that would allow you to put it up at 1 o'clock. And how can you accomplish that in a crock pot?
Take off the thing.
So, option one is you can pop off the knob. Others say don't pop off the knob, but instead line your crock pot with... just regular tinfoil. Hold on to the balls for a second. Not there yet. Right? By lining your crock pot... So, it's not the best example. Really, I wish this was empty. That would serve it much better. So, for argument's sake, we're going to pretend... This is my insert that has my chillant, and this is the metal
outside.
The cooker.
Thank you. Now, where is the source of heat? Here. So, you can't see it. It's covered. But the heat source is here, and also a little bit on the edges. So, by lining it with tinfoil, it's basically like a blech. And since it's like a blech, just like... In my day, I didn't know what these blechs were that you plugged in and that were like these like rectangle things. In my day, you just took a tinfoil sheet, which you had cut or made at some hardware store, right? And then you put tape around the edges because it was very sharp. I don't know, right? And you put that over the elements. Now we don't do that. It ruins the elements. And we have fancy elements today. Anyways, regardless, by putting it in over a metal aluminum, you're basically saying this is a blech. So reminder, no, this is not the quote-unquote normal way to cook. By popping off a dial, you're not going to come to adjust the flame. It's machlokes, if you need to do both, if you need to do either, if you need to do just one, that's more technical than we need to get into. But regardless, the point is, I can avoid shahia on my crock pot in one of three ways. We'll use the 7 a.m., 5:15 p.m., or 1 o'clock with tinfoil slash and or knobs. That is how we can use a crock pot to make the cholent option. That is issue one, is the challenge of shahia. How do we avoid shahia? Either by putting it up and entering Shabbos with it cooked, mostly cooked, or 100% raw, or 90-whatever percent raw, and doing it at whatever time is convenient for you, but making sure that it's gar fukatum, that there's a heker, etc. Yes?
When the latest that you can do the knobs and foil?
Before Shabbos starts?
Like 5:15, you can do the knobs and foil thing, and then it's not, it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's not cooked. What is that? That's when does it have to be the half-cooked thing?
When Shabbos starts.
But what if you have the lining and the lining?
That doesn't matter. That the advantage of lining it is that I can put it up at 7 a.m. or 1 p.m. or 2, right. The advantage of lining it is that I'm basically saying there's a heker, I'm not going to stoke it. So the advantage of that is time doesn't matter. And it's not always what you want to do at 5:15 is prepare the cholent. But it is helpful. It can be, again, if it's totally raw, right? There's an issue with totally raw, and that is maybe it got a little bit cooked. There's always a potentially could be an issue there. Well, that's with the advantage of lining it. You don't have to worry about anything. Okay, that is number one. Any, I see. The reason why, now I know why, the reason why some people do not like the want it to be majority cooked is because of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, if I have an urn, you know, typical urn that I plug in for hot water, Rav Moshe says that urn should be ready by Shabbos. Meaning, you can't flick the switch. How long does it take to heat up a big urn? Half an hour? Maybe? Anyone have any? I don't know. To an hour? I'm done the size of the urn, right? And how good your urn is, right? But we have such a big urn, we can't even keep it in the kitchen. It's in the Pesach kitchen. And what we do is, I usually turn it on, you know, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. This way I know when Shabbos starts, the green light will be there, right? That's like that's what you want to do. Now, Rav Moshe says that the water needs to be fully cooked, meaning that green light needs to be on, because, or I guess the word cooked isn't the right word, because it's water boiled or heated. This is probably the more correct English word to use. Now, why? Because he says that this whole thing about a third or a half, that doesn't apply to liquids. That only applies to food. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees and says you don't need to be machmer. Meaning, you can just same idea as before. Now, since you can't put a blech, I'm saying you can hang a blech in there. It's impossible. He says just put it up whenever. Yeah.
It takes faster for the chunk water to boil and the potatoes to cook.
Yes, that is 100% true. But you don't have to boil the water. You define a cholent, unless you're a terrible cook, as solid, not liquid. If your cholent is liquid, then you're just bad.
Not before. I'm saying the barley soaks up the water eventually.
Right. It's okay. Also, no one's like that. Water is pretty gross. It's actually unhealthy if it's not cooked, right? It's like raw meat, especially if there's meat in there or chicken. Like, that's gross. Yeah, we're not worried. It's a good question. Okay, let's go on. What's another issue with a crock pot? So, by the way, how many, just a show of hands, how many people have chillet Shabbos day in their house? How many people use a crock pot for the chillet? Okay, you should know, I was growing up, no one used crock pot. Everyone put their chillet where? In the oven. Now, there's a problem, there's an advantage, disadvantage with putting your food in the oven. And that is what you get about Friday night. That's a problem. That's why people are very happy to use another heating place. This way they can put their food in Friday night, take everything out, as opposed to if you only have Nebuch, one oven, Nebuch. And then, which is our situation now because we're fighting with Frigidaire, and I mentioned that last week, right? I'm going to win today, it's over. I think we're closer. We're closer to resolution, better than we were last week. And the advantage of using a crock pot is that you can get your Friday night food in the oven Friday night. Your Shabbos day food, which is hot, really just can be your crock pot. Or if you have a blech, but I don't have to deal with that. So that's the advantage of using a crock pot, is that I don't have to keep my Friday night food and my Shabbos day food in the same entity, which could be very problematic, because if I want to take my Friday night food out, it's not so simple to open the door and leave food in there for the next day. So that's the advantage of why people are moving the crock pots, because it allowed them to keep their Friday night food in the oven and then just take that out. Yeah.
What about people who use crock pots for like soup? Like we do that. Like we'll put it in the soup. So should it be fully cooked before?
So it's going to be the exact same as what we said before. It's going to need to be fully cooked.
It's like liquid. It's not like chillin', which is
right. So it should be fully cooked. Entering Shabbos, fully cooked. Which it usually is. There's no way.
Yeah, normally we do that, but I was just wondering, like, all these things that we said before, do they not apply if it's a soup, if it's a liquid?
Yeah. I mean, if someone says you don't have to hold like Rav Moshe, but again, when it comes to soup, there is no way that your mother is putting it up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It will not be ready for that night.
She goes to work, like, early, so she puts it, like,
in the morning. Right. I think most people do that. If you're going to put a soup up. Now, what I've seen is that if you make your soup on Wednesday, which is not crazy, all you're using the crock pot for is to reheat it. It's already cooked. So I don't need it to hit, I don't really know what temperature that is, I don't need to leave it on a boil it on a 7, you know what I mean, or a 7 or 8 on an element, because it's already cooked. I just need to heat it up. So if I keep it in my crock pot on high, even for an hour before Shabbos, the temperature will be totally fine when I want to have some. But you see, kitchen will be very important. It'll relate to the next issue that we'll have to deal with about crock pots. But it'll be very similar to chicken soup. Yeah.
What if you put like the frozen soup in the crock pot right before Shabbos? Cold liquid is considered if it's not cooked, right?
In a crock pot. You're saying I take cold?
A cold liquid, right?
Like so what? Like ice?
Like the soup, right? If it was in the fridge before or something.
Right. So I take it from the fridge and I put it in it. Right. So really, you want, that's interesting because it, but here's the other thing. Once it gets, remember, it's fully cooked. Now, what we hold, that liquids are different.
Liquids aren't cooked until they're hot.
Right. So you'd have to make sure that it hits. Yeah, so let us bow before Shabbat starts. Which, by the way, I should be careful. That's not necessarily when your green light goes on in your urn, right? It could be your green light goes on much past Yad Tzar Lettuce Bo. That's also, I should have pointed it out. I'm not saying the green light is perfectly timed with, like, halacha, right? I doubt it. I'm sure it's much more. And we know the remotion is, you know, there's a 40, you have a 40, and not that I would hold like this, lechat chila, but 43 degrees is not going to be very hot at all for a liquid. And it must get there pretty quickly. You should try to wait till, I think we said, 71 or something? 72? So, but that's, definitely on your urn. That won't take that long to get there. So, yeah, you're right. You should try to make sure that your soup hits 70 whatever degrees Celsius by the time Shabbat starts. And by the way, the advantage there is you probably could use the 18 minutes, because remember, you're not doing anything, right? Like, it's already, you've done it before. If you need those extra few minutes, that could be very helpful.
And is there also another issue with Nola? Like if it's frozen?
It's an excellent question, Nola. Wow. So we hold that there's no Shomer Shoret Kolchasa, which I actually meant to bring right now. I left it in my office, but it's okay. That there's no nolad by solid to liquid. Meaning, I'm allowed to take a ice cube, put it in my cup, and then it melts. That's not a problem. So if you do that, why can't you have melting?
You need to have, like, water.
So there's a bit, I mean, I guess, I'm saying that there are those who say just don't have it, only your solid ice cube. But you probably, Shomer Shoret Kolchasa says you're not to do that, believe it or not. Because there's no nolad from solid to liquid. Maybe from liquid to solid. And there's no cooking because it's cold, right? There's no cooking.
So you can melt chocolate on chocolate?
You can melt,
melting chocolate to a liquid, to take bar chocolate and melt it, the problem's going to be that you're then heating that's heat, so that would be a problem, because you're cooking it and you're getting a liquid, but you're heating a liquid on Shabbos, that's a problematic. But ice, melting, what's ice?
Taking out frozen soup and letting it melt by itself and then eating it, you realize you're not
Shabbos? I mean, that's disgusting.
Baby food, whatever, I'm saying that's what it came up with. Like
baby
food, like someone mashed baby food, and then it was frozen cubes. They took it out on Shabbos, and then they
fed it. They were
like,
maybe first. Yeah, my daughter had this stage where she wanted her bubbas to be put on the vent first, but I mean that's a liquid. Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure. I actually remember this conversation that I had with Rabbi David. Remember David and Michalah? Many years ago, where he got into an argument with his son. How I remember these random conversations, I don't know. Where he said that, you know, we're not choshes, you can put ice cubes. I think you should try to have a little bit of liquid there. So you could solve that by just adding a little bit of liquid and then melt.
But you don't have that.
Sure you do. If I take a little bit of cold water, and it'll melt there, it'll...
It doesn't have to be the same liquid as what's melting.
Why?
It's like ice, you can't see it melting. That's the point. It's the same like color.
So if I have ice and Coke, it's not the same color.
Right.
I don't know.
But Coke's not frozen. I'm saying the ice, you can't.
My ice is frozen. My Coke is not frozen.
The ice was brown. But like the ice is clear. Like you can't tell the ice melting if it's Coke.
You're saying you just can't tell? What do I care if I tell?
Because you
can't. Let me double check. I'll double check. I'll get the Shomer Shoret Kolchasa after. I'm pretty sure it's okay.
I know that you're not allowed to put like ice in a soup or something, because it's like
That's a Bishul question. That's a Bishul question. I don't want to deal with Bishul questions. I mean, I do want to deal with Bishul questions because that's a topic, but that's not right. That's very different. That's if when you're cooling things off, there's no Bishul. It'd only be a nolad. The question is there a nolad? It's a sharila. Is there a nolad going? Is a change of state considered a nolad? That's the sharila. By the way, you know where this comes up? Can you put your food, your leftover chicken soup, Friday night, in the freezer? That's where this comes up. Can you do that on Shabbos or not? Can you freeze leftover chicken soup?
Is
I want to move on. Yeah. Go on. What? Yes, for sure it is. Yes, raw frozen for sure is maximum. Okay, let's go on. Not on Yontif. Let's go on.
Are you allowed to put ice cube in a hot soup? Yeah. You are.
No, it will be. You won't. Okay. Right, so you're going to need to be klishlishi.
Yeah,
klishlishi. Yeah.
Like
you
can put it in a tea if you want.
You put, why not? People do that with tea, right?
Yeah.
In klishlishi. It'll be governed by the same halacha like
a tea bag.
Like a tea bag, right? Uh-huh. Okay, let's go on. The other issue with the crock pot, and again, this will be connected to soup and potentially other foods. This also comes up at, let's say you're having an oneg or a tish, or you, and that people want hot food, or if it's a Friday night soup issue and people are coming an hour later. So if you take your soup off, your blech, your crock pot, whatever, people show up an hour later, it's cold. We all know that's like a biblical violation of anything. I hate cold chicken. It is my pet peeve. I don't like it warm. I like it hot. So that's I'm crazy that way. I'm not finicky about many things. That's one thing I'm finicky on. So that's why I hate like Shabbaton fries. It's like awful. Okay. Now, the taking food out. What are the conditions of what's called chazara? Again, I try to this topic because it connects to things that we discussed before. How do we deal with chazara? So here we go. What are the conditions? So I want to take my crock pot and I want to taste chillin' Friday night. Or I made a huge crock pot because I'm having a tish Friday night and I want to use the rest for the next day. Or there's a teenage boy and he wants to just take food because he's a teenage boy, right? You don't always need to be that rational. So how do you do it? So the conditions of to do chazara require four things. And in many ways, this isn't going to matter if it's a crock pot or anything, right? But it's anything to put back on a heat element on the Holy Sabbath. So here we go. Well, number one, it has to mevashel kol tzarko. It has to already be cooked. If my cholent is cooked, then I would be allowed to do chazara. Number two, da to lahachzir. I have to have in mind, hin muchan muzuman to do chazara. I have to keep mine. I'm taking it off with my to put back. Number three, and here's the issue. I has to be garu fakatum. Again, I have to cover the dials or put an aluminum thing in. That's the advantage. When you make it garu fakatum and you pop off the dial or you line it with tinfoil, you get to do all these things. I'm more likely to taste it Friday night. I can do, right, chazara. And also, it wouldn't be a problem of what time I put my chillant up on Friday. So that's the advantage of doing these things to my crock pot. Which, again, is you can't really do with an oven like that. Just, you know, I can do it with an oven. It's more complicated. So, and the last one is, biyado, and I have to keep my hand on the pot. So, Friday night, I would be allowed to take out from the element my crock pot, hold it with my left hand, or my right hand, doesn't matter, ladle some chillant out, put my chillant into whatever bowl I'm going to be eating, and put it back in the crock pot for tomorrow lunch, or for an hour from now. Or that could be chicken soup, right? Let's say some people like, you know, it's, you know, Pesach night, right? And there's kids, and they don't want to wait till whatever point in the Seder, right? Which, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. They want chicken soup at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It's a Friday night. We'll pretend it's Friday night, right? Pretend it's Friday night, which is the case this year. There you go. Okay, it's this year, Pesach. So the advantage of using this method is that you'd be allowed to do, again, if all these conditions were met, you'd be able to do chazara. So the advantage, you can cook it anytime you want, you could put it up anytime you could do chazara, if those conditions are met, including this aluminum and or dials. Yes?
I think it's also more something about chazara that you shouldn't lie, let's say when you're taking out the crock pot, you know, insert, you shouldn't put it flat on the counter, you should hold it.
Never do that.
That's like, hold it or just...
You have your hand on it. You can rest it on the counter. There is a thing not to put it on the floor, because that shows that, like, you're really not doing chazar anymore. But, like, if you put your crock pot on the floor, you have other issues. You know what I mean? Like, then just chazara, because that's, like, weird. Like, that makes no... You know, then to label it from the floor, it's like, what are you doing? Like, you're sitting with, like, a cat or something, like a dog. Like, that's weird. So, I don't think that's not a major issue in the modern... in the modern era with countertops.
So, you can just sit there, and then you just have to...
Yeah, just make sure your hand's on it. Right.
I actually know people in Israel who, like, they have, like, a heating blech or something on the floor.
What? That's so dangerous.
Tiny kitchens. Well, yeah. Their kids are big.
Okay.
And they all know you don't walk there.
But there's no space in our canvas in the floor, right?
Have, like, a little bleh.
That's really interesting.
Floor.
Okay.
So I guess...
Right. I guess, you know, Israel and, like, the Upper West Side. You know what I mean? Yeah. The small space. Havdil. Okay. B'nai Brak or something. Okay. The other thing, which I think is the big question, because all this could be very problematic if you violate hatmana. Hatmana means to insulate. There are two types of hatmana, right? This is the big question. This is the big question. Hatmana has two types. There's hatmana which is mosif hevel, hatmana which you are continuing to add heat, and one which is you're trying to just preserve what you have. And in the laws of physics, if you don't have a heat source, if you preserve it, it's only going one way, and that is it's trying to balance of itself out with room temperature, which means down, right? Unless you have temperature issues in your house, right? So again, we're, and because of the crockpot case, that is going to be mosif hevel, because it's, there's a fire, there's an element that increases heat. So if we say that a crockpot is a tmana, guess what? We're toast. We would not be allowed to use a crockpot on Shabbos. There are those who hold that way. That being said, that is the minority opinion. Rav Moshe says it is not a problem. Most poskim in America say it's not a problem. There's a few in Israel who do say it is a problem, and we'll get back to that in a minute. When I did Hatmana at the Kollel, Rav Shlomo Miller also holds that it's not a problem. So using a crockpot is not a problem from Hatmana perspective. Why not? And here's the reason. This is, Hatmana literally means to envelope. You heard the word tamun? What? Yeah, like tamun means like it's totally covered. Why, insulate, what word did you use?
Insulate?
Insulate, thank you. Why is it a crockpot Hatmana? The answer is very simple. The top! There's only a heat source, that's why I like these in this, on the sides and on the bottom, but the top doesn't have a heat source. And it's not totally enveloped. Which is why that little Shabbos cover blech thing might be a problem, because then it does
you
become
can't
enveloped.
Cover the whole
exactly, thing. You're not allowed to cover the whole thing, right? Which is like, what's the point of using it? It looks nice. So, I don't know, whatever. My point is that since there's no heat at the top, it's not Hatmana. So putting it back in or taking it out, that will not be, that's not going to be an issue. So, and again, what would be the definition if it's mosif hevel? So it has to be totally wrapped, kli rishon. My intention is to keep it warm, and you would need direct contact. Is it a kli rishon? Of course, a kli rishon. It's this ceramic bowls on the fire. Two, direct contact? Oh yeah, sure, direct contact. It's sitting on the element, the fire source, basically. Is it totally wrapped? Well, that's what I said by the machlokas, because of the top. And that's where Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach is machmir, and Rav Moshe is not. So, what could you do? How could you? So again, the only kula would be not tmana, because there's no top. But what about according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, who says it is a top, even though there isn't, but whatever. He says, I have another suggestion. How do I avoid a tmana? Not have direct contact. How do I avoid direct contact? Metal tin foil balls. That is because of the shita of Shlomo Zalman Orbach.
Doesn't that also, I feel like I learned that, it raised, since it's raised.
Since it's raised? It's not a tmana.
Not also fully wrapped. Okay,
right, because there's a bit of a gap of half an inch or something. Right, okay. I hear that. So that's where the tinfoil balls or a fork. In America, most people are not machmir for that. In Israel, you might see it as an Israeli thing to do, because Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who of course lived in the holy city of Jerusalem.
What were the three things? I only got totally wrapped, kli rishon, and direct contact with fire.
My intent is to increase its warmth.
Okay.
Direct contact, intention for warm, cleavage, and fully wrapped. All right. Okay, good. That's why I took notes, so I can do that quickly. Okay, good. Those are the four things. Now, those would be our three. Look at that, 12:13. I have 2 minutes to go. Those would be the three things that we need to keep in mind. Shehiya, number one. Chazara, number two. And number three would be Hatmana. Those three things, as we apply to the crock pot, are going to give us a really, really, really good lesson, outline, structure for many, many, many Bishul Derabanan questions that come up. Because if we use this, okay, I mean, Chazara is only if you want to do Chazara, right? If you don't do Chazara, then you don't do conditions Chazara if you don't intend to do Chazara, right? But when it comes to Shehiyah And when it comes to Hatmana, those things are going to be very important because they're going to give us a great structure if we ever want to use anything else. Okay? The only thing, that's why, for example, a blech can't be Hatmana. According to everybody, blech can't be Hatmana because it's flat on the ground, right? So there you go. That's why the blech is not going to be an issue of Hatmana. Okay, so the blech will be, I think, our next topic when we get back. So, basically, you can use a crock pot. Better to put it up early or totally raw, though definitely early is better. If that's not likely, then you have an option. Just make sure that there's no shehia issues. There's no shehia issues. Depends. Do you want to then have some of that soup or chill on Friday night? Make sure there's also, to avoid, you'll be allowed to do chazara if you meet all the conditions. Whew. Yes?
Could you do chazara if it's liquid?
That would be a problem. Doing chazara if it's liquid is going to be a problem. Meaning, you would not be allowed to take hot water. There's way too much water here. I want to pour it back in the top of the urn. That's going to be a problem. Even though that would be chazara, it's still going to be a... that's a great question. Yes. Yeah, so it'll be an issue. There is, which is very complicated, there might be a way to do it if it's coming from a Kli Rishon. Svardim for sure would be allowed to do it. They'd be allowed to, from a Kli Rishon, if they're able to somehow get it in to your urn or your crockpot. Let's see, your crockpot is dry. If you could take your urn and have the water go directly from your urn into directly your crock pot, if you're Sephardi, for sure you'd be allowed to do it. And if you're very worried about destroying your lunch, there might be room to be makel as well. That's like level 6 complicated, so I don't want to talk about that. But okay, very good. Let's end there for today. Wish everybody a great reading week.
Thank you.
And a wonderful Wednesday. Thank you.